So you know that this is a prayer. So we are doing the prayer. So this is one of the best dharma we are doing. Just we are praying for the someone else, including the all the sick person. You have to include the all the sick person. Also. So you have to know the one thing that this we are in for the dharma class. So dharma, in the dharma class, what you have to do. That's the one important thing you have to know. In the dharma, whatever teaching you learned in the dharma, you have to use it. But practically, you have to use it. Whatever the dharma idea you get, practically you should use it. Rest of any education, rest of any education, if you learn mathematics, if you learn whatever you learn, it is to practically, whether you use it or not use it, your own wish, okay? When you learn the Dharma, you have to use it. Otherwise, it will be the no meaning. Dharma, every modern education, what you have learned, it's only for the use for the yourself. Dharma, what you have to learn, should be used for the welfare of the others. That makes a big difference, okay? Today, you will pray this on the, you will and every other sick person, okay? Sick person, and this prayer, you should not pray for the yourself, okay? In your life, maybe you have think for yourself for so many years. Now, only the 15 or 20 minutes, this minute, don't think for the yourself. Just think for the every sick person in this world, okay? Because up till now, when you think the other person 10 or 15 minutes, for the in the prayers, just only think for the others. Then after the prayer, you will feel very proud of the yourself. In this 15 minutes, you have just sacrificed the yourself in this 15 minutes. This is the highest practice of the Buddhism, sacrificing the self. Most difficult is past. So in this 10 or 15 minutes, in this 10 and 15 minutes, sacrifice yourself, okay? Not to think for the yourself. Just only think for the other and the rest of the sick person, okay? Pray for them, okay? If you truly like this prayers, sacrificing the self in the 15 minutes prayers, you will get the immense of the merit. That merit which is much more than the receiving the 100 of the initiation. When you pray for the them, sacrificing the yourself, not thinking for the yourself, and you will collect the immense of the merits. Okay? Immense of the merits. So you will accumulate such a huge merits. More than that you receive the 100 of the initiation. That the surety, 100% surety, I can say that. Because I'm not saying it. I mentioned the Nalanda scholars have told it. I have a lot of the literature proof, Buddhism proof, to prove that it you will get the more merits. Like thinking that way. Because it's become the practice of the bodhicitta. The bodhicitta idea, even you go for the initiation, you won't receive at all. I can say the 100% you won't get it. Any initiation. Because I'm not saying that everything is written in the Buddha's test, okay? But still so many Vietnam people not knowing that, what kind of quality you know to the initiation. You are knowing it. You don't know it. But simply you will just go and feel that you are receiving the initiation. In reality, you are not. You won't receive any initiation without the bodhicitta practice. It's clearly mentioned in the test. It's clearly mentioned in the every Nalanda scholar's test. So in Tibetan ones, not knowing Tibetan, we have one saying. In the Tibetan, we have the one saying and pervok. Not knowing is a suffering. Ignorance is suffering. We will say thing in the Tibetan. Not knowing is suffering. Ignorance is a suffering. Okay, ignorance is suffering. Yeah. Ignorance is suffering in Tibetan. So same thing that once you are not knowing to how to receive the initiation, it's a one type of the suffering. Even you go to the initiation. Okay. So bodhicitta is the most important quality you have to need when you have to receive the initiation. When you have to attend the initiation, bodhicitta is the most important. Bodhicitta is not other than the thinking the welfare of all of the sentient beings. In this 15 minutes, when you think the welfare of all the sick persons, especially this, when you pray, you are practicing the bodhicitta. That's why the Shanti Deva, you know, who wrote the Bodhisattva, the test. I just to give the teaching last year or this year, the Shanti Deva have told the one thing, bodhicitta, the importance of the Buddhism, man, importance practice of the Buddhism. Person who have not understanding the Buddhism, who have not learned the Buddhism properly, then I think Zambala, then all these Yamantaka, all these deities are more important. If you look at the Buddha's word, if you look at an ancient Indian great scholar, Buddhism scholar, they emphasize very much of the bodhicitta. That's why when you pray for the others, sacrificing yourself, you will get lots of merit, immense of the merit. So this is the when you have to achieve the Buddhahood. Difficulties is to cut the self, to sacrifice the self. When you can sacrifice the yourself, when you cannot think of the yourself, then Buddhahood is not afar. 10 or 15 or 20 minutes, just sacrifice yourself. Okay, not difficult, isn't it? Just pray only for the all the sick person in this world. Okay, just recite the medicine Buddha mantra. I will write down. Okay. I'm writing the mantra, okay? Chant that mantra, okay? Together, visualize the medicine Buddha, okay? Medicine Buddha, and think that there is a strong rays coming from the medicine Buddha, and which rays dissolve into all the sick person. person in the world, okay? And then think they all become, they become fine, okay? Just visualize that, okay? Now, once you reconnect, okay, then pray, okay? 10 or 15 minutes, we will do the prayer, okay? And that time, just sacrifice yourself. Don't think of the your welfare, okay? Just think the all the sick person, pray for them, okay? And then you will get a lot of the marriage. But you won't get lost, okay? Don't think that you are gay, will get nothing, okay? So, just visualize the medicine Buddha in the above. And from there, the strong race, white race comes from, and which resolve in the all the sick person. And just visualize that they all become fine. Just that we think again and again, just chant a mantra, okay? Everyone, okay? Because now this is a, we are having the Dharma session. Dharma means the most important thing is the thinking for the others, welfare of the others, okay? Now, when you come here to listen to the Dharma, it's a little bit, you have the way of the thinking should be a little bit different, okay? Just we will pray over present and just visualize that the medicine Buddha above, then you all think that the, all the light dissolve into the dissolving lights on these two, and just think that they all got become fine, okay? Just think that, okay? Then we will say the prayer, okay? Okay, before do one thing, maybe I will just, who have not received the oral transmission, first I will give the oral transmission, then you can jump together. Done a very great job, because you are of the prayer, for that's a very great job you have done. It, the prayer will be more effective if the, so many people have started to together do the prayer. The prayer will be more effective. Even the now you pray, you have done the prayer with the Bodhidham, so it will be the much, much more effective. Okay, and the next time, okay, next in the future, who needs prayer, you can just inform, okay? You can just inform who are sick, we have to do the prayer for the sick, who want, need to progress in the business, we will pray. And any prayer, if you require, you can just inform, okay? We will do prayer. Okay, just inform for you and anyone, okay? From or the Tao and anyone, you can, they can just inform, okay? When they need to do the prayer, okay? Okay, do it. We will do it freely. Monastery, some prayer, they will charge it. So they told me, the one, the monastery or worker told me, when they charge quite high for the prayer, people says, oh, they have doing the very great prayer. So they told me, the monastery worker, they told me, the people sometimes they feel like that when they charge very high for the prayer. So they feel, oh, that will be the very effective. Totally wrong. Okay, that's totally wrong. Even when in the monastery here, we will, some, we sell the amulet, you know, the amulet. Amulet lies on a locket. Locket. Yes. People also go to choose the highest price one, because they feel that is the best one. Okay, it's not like that. Every prayer, if they, you have to know the way of the praying, it will make more effect. Make the Bodhidham, as I do today, what we pray, that way it will give the more effect. So that's why whenever you think of the yourself too strongly, self-cherishing attitude, we call self-thinking attitude is like a poison. When you thinking the self very strongly, and if you do the prayer, your prayer will be, we become like a very diluted, you will do the, your prayer. And so we have the healing rituals, healing prayers. We also, I also do the healing prayers and healing rituals. But the healing ritual and the healing prayer, most important thing is the compassion. Even the mantra and all these are nothing. Once you have a strong compassion, even you recite the mantra totally opposite, it will give the effect. Without compassion, if you do the healing ritual, the mantra and every ritual properly, but it won't give that much of the effect. Then don't think that which prayer cost you most, which prayer is expensive, don't think that it's more effective, okay? Prayer is not like the, something you're buying, the something like a computer or a mobile, okay? It's not like that, okay? Most important is a prayer with pure motivation, but prayer with a pure, I mean the compassion, that prayer will be effect more for the other. That's why it's a very clear that when you are mentally, you have more compassion, when mentally you have feel the more relaxing or more compassion, then what will even the your physical and the appearance all will be started to change, because it will affect very much the compassion. Okay, now the most important thing, okay, now we will do one thing, okay? Now, so that's why in the future, who needs some more prayers for the, your business, their work, and the prayers for the sick persons and the prayer for the success, you can just inform, okay? We will do the prayers, okay, in future. Now, today in this 15 minute, you have done the real Dharma. This is a real Dharma, okay? Not thinking for the self, just thinking for the only the others. In this 10 or 15 minute prayers, you have practiced the real Dharma, highest Dharma. Now we will come back to the, our subject. I think we have to have petitioning the merit field. Now how we have to visualize the merit field? Now I think that is, yeah. Now that you can see that merit field picture, isn't it? So looking at the merit field, so you can see that the tree, isn't it? Then you can see the tree. It's on the, everything is on the tree. Well, before the praying, what you have to do is the first way of to visualize the merit field. That merit field, you can visualize the anytime, anywhere, okay? Whenever you have to receive the blessing, whenever you have pray for something, just pray for the merit field, okay? So the one more thing is that with the merit field, what important thing is that whenever you have okay, merit field, one most important thing is the merit field. I will tell you the few importance of the merit field practicing, okay? So when the Lama Tsongkhapa had the little bit difficulties in the Buddha practices, so he had the visualization of the Manjushri Buddha. He have just had the visualization of the Manjushri Buddha. Time the what happened is the Manjushri have told the Lama Tsongkhapa to pray for the merit field. Manjushri, because Lama Tsongkhapa can see the Manjushri directly. So Manjushri advised the Lama Tsongkhapa to pray for the merit field. So Manjushri asked the Lama Tsongkhapa to pray for the merit field. So that's why everywhere of the Buddhist practice or whatever you do, the Buddhist practice or whatever, as I told you before, there are so many things that we have to remove, so many obstacles. So best way of the removing the obstacle is to praying for the merit field. So best way of the removing the obstacle is to praying for the merit field. Okay, that's why the merit field. Now the second thing is that in the merit field, importance of the merit field, I will tell you the one more second thing, okay? Okay, second thing, the importance is that for the practitioners, for the practitioner, when they have a different visions, when the different visions of the deity, to differentiate the whether he is having the right vision or wrong vision, only then you need at that time the merit field practice to differentiate the whether you are having the right vision or the wrong visions of the deity. Practitioner, so when they have the visions of the deity, you have to get the, you have to, you, when you have to differentiate the whether you are having the right or whether you are having the right visions or wrong visions, then you, it is very important to have the merit field practice. Otherwise, it is impossible to differentiate whether you have right or wrong visions. The one thing that you can see that when you have the visions of the deity or that, then also you need the right way of the differentiating the whether you are having the right vision or wrong vision. That's why the one thing is the most important thing is the what we have to do. One important thing is that's why. So through the merit field practice, then we can only the differentiate that whether is the right or wrong vision you are having. But how it will happen, that I will tell you later. So in my life, I met the people who are saying that they can see the deities and all this. But most of them, I think they are not seeing the right one. They are not having the right vision. Because these all through the merit field practice, sometimes that these all the fake vision, we call the fake vision, can come for the practitioners because of the lack of the, I mean, the because merit. We call it the fake vision. So I too have to, when you have the lack of the merits, you can have the fake vision. When you have the practice of merit field practices, you have done quite well, then I mean, you will accumulate a strong merit. So you will not have that fake vision. We call that fake vision. So that's why you can see the one thing, that's why you can see that very easily, that why the so many of the negative thoughts are arising some spontaneously in our mind. Why we are thinking like that way? This one question comes. So we human all are like that from, it's our nature? No, it's not our nature. Because they are the so many of the, we will call the negative imprints our mind. So it will react, or these imprints carry out the so many of the negative thoughts in our mind. There are so much of the negative thought arises because of that. There are so much of the negative imprints in our mind. So these imprints will be just when these imprint activate, or in this imprints activate, this imprint will bring the so much of the negative thoughts in our mind. True, this the negative imprints will be not, we cannot then eliminate the negative imprints until we have not got a strong merits. There will be the so much of the negative imprints in our mind. These all negative imprints will helping the arise the all this negative thought. It's just like that when you have the something recording in the MP3. When you have the recording, it's just like the imprints in the MP3. When you now the switch on that MP3, all this the talks will come. So imprints are something like that, which inherently it will remain in that in the MP3 recorder. Yeah. So these are a few important points of the petitioning the merit field. Okay. Thank you very much. I'll stop here and then see you next Sunday. So if you need some more prayers or like that, maybe we can you can just inform us and we can do for the prayer any prayers. Okay. So maybe we now next time the subject will be the now I will talk more on the merit field. Okay. Merit field is how we have to practice the merit field. Okay. Okay. Thank you.